let's just talk a little bit about what the matrix healing is, what it does, and so forth. So I call these sessions Matrix Holographic Soul Prayer Healing. So defining each of these words will help us understand and feel into and connect to the resonance of what this really is. So first of all, the matrix is defined as the substance, situation, or environment in which things are held, exist, and or are formed. So the matrix is, in the largest sense, the environment in which everything exists. We're connecting to the divine matrix, and the divine matrix is the global substance, the universal substance, divine consciousness, divine will, divine love, divine purpose, divine energy, in which not only you, and not only me, and not only all of us together, and not only the world, but the entire universe, the cosmos, and the spiritual realms, all of it, are brought into being, are held, and are continuously being formed. So that's the matrix that we're connecting to. You could call it, in a certain sense, the helios, or in terms of authentic Kabbalah, the Hiyuli substance. There are many different words for it, but the matrix, that global, all-encompassing, universal, and beyond universal, all-encompassing substance, divine consciousness, in which we are existing, unfolding, evolving, coming to be. So that is the greatest and highest field that there is. That's the matrix with which and to which we are connecting and from which we're drawing throughout each of these sessions. So that's the matrix from which and within which everything is possible. It's an infinite field. It's an unfolding field. It's a field that includes everything from the smallest, the most physical aspect of reality to the highest, most sublime spiritual being and beyond. And so we want to learn how to navigate within the matrix so we can reach higher and higher levels, bringing down, receiving, again, in a whole and healthy, smooth, wondrous, miraculous way, higher and higher levels of divine light, and bringing it down all the way into our physical reality, into your body, once again, into your prosperity, your finances, into your relationships, into your everyday awareness, into your happiness, your mind, your heart, your life. And because we're connecting to the divine matrix, so everything that happens through, to, and for you automatically will shine through you out into the world at large, beginning with your personal world, everything to which you're connected, physically and spiritually, emotionally, in every way, and then to the world as a whole. And that's where the word holographic comes in, which is the second word in that I use to describe or title the matrix sessions. Holographic means, by definition, in this context, that everything that exists within you and everything that occurs within you at the same time exists and occurs within everyone else on a very, very deep and very real level. And everything that exists in the universe, not just our world, but all worlds, exists within you. So you are a microcosm in the most literal and most powerful sense. And again, when you connect to this highest morphic field, that reality comes into being in a way that's very profound, very immediate, very effective, very empowering, very alive. Okay, and the next word in the title of the sessions is soul, matrix holographic soul prayer healing. Soul, obviously we all know we have a soul. The soul is that which animates us on the deepest level. Your soul, according to authentic Kabbalah, is literally a piece of the divine. And then there are many levels. So we're not, although we are experiencing that level, your soul is literally experiencing divinity and the deepest levels of reality right here and right now, but that doesn't necessarily rise to your consciousness. It has to go through a lot of layers and blocks and filters and screens in order to do that. But when we call forth in our prayer and in our intention a connection to our soul on that deepest level, so we begin the process and we begin to form vessels, channels, openings, allowings for that deepest level of soul to flow more and more and more into our consciousness. It's a process, and we are beginning it now. Prayer, so prayer, everybody knows what it is, but in a deeper sense, none of us really know what it is and how powerful it can be. So let me just say something very brief about prayer, just to set the stage, to set the intention here. Prayer actually is your power to connect with divine consciousness, with the Creator, in a way that takes you above creation, above the source of the universe, into that direct relationship where if your prayer is deep enough, it is aligned with your soul's journey, and if your vessels are expanded enough so you can change reality. Because reality is being generated right here and right now by divine consciousness. Authentic Kabbalah teaches us that the world is not static. It's not separate. It didn't get created once, and now it's running on its own. But rather, it's literally existing and forming all the time within that divine matrix, within divine consciousness. At every moment, being brought into being anew, now and now and now and now and now. So also within your awareness, when you connect to that deeper reality, that nothing is solid, everything is fluid, and therefore everything is flexible. And when you connect to the source of creation through your prayer, through an awareness of divine consciousness, and you don't even have to believe, you simply have to allow for and know that whatever your preconceptions are, they're not it. Whatever your past experiences are, they're not it. Whatever your judgments may be, they're not it. So simply observing all of that, and allowing yourself through your prayer to go higher and connect and allow for a new flow, that is the power, a power that is possibly greater than any given to us as human beings in this universe. And then healing. So healing is what we're aiming for. And healing doesn't just mean that something that wasn't good is now okay. But healing in the deeper and global sense, the sense that we're using it on these matrix calls, it refers to a powerful and ever more powerful connection with your soul. So to be truly healed, your soul must embody itself deeply within your body and your being, your mind, your heart, your awareness. And as your soul embodies more and more deeply, so your capacity to experience wellness and wonders and miracles and awarenesses and connection and love and flow of blessing and goodness and beyond, and beyond that and beyond that and beyond that will grow and grow and grow. So, of course, you know, we're including in our prayer and intention, and I'm putting this out here in this field right now, our intention, but the core of our intention is that we should heal what ails us. We should be able to experience wholeness rather than brokenness. We should be able to experience wellness rather than illness or pain or dysfunction. We should be able to experience freedom and aliveness and the fullness of our potential, of our capacity. We should be able to experience a flow of abundance and prosperity way beyond anything that we need. And then we should be on top of it all, and underneath it all, and surrounding it all, we should be able to experience a healing in our sense of purpose, so that every morning you wake up with a sense of passion and aliveness and meaning and the power and the joy and the wellness to carry it through in every moment of your day and in every aspect of your life. Because we are really working here in these sessions and throughout the summit to rise to our capacity, to expand into our capacity as partners in creation. And when we're partners in creation, as in any partnership, we are given the resources of our partners. So in this case, our partner is divine consciousness. And the more wellness you have, the more prosperity you have, when you're using it to fulfill the purpose for which you were created, the purpose for which you are on this earth. And make no mistake, everyone on this earth at this time is here to facilitate awakening, and it starts in you. So when that is your purpose and you're committed to that purpose, even in the baby steps, so you begin to be open to a new flow from your co-creative partner, the Creator, Divine Consciousness, in order to fulfill that purpose, because it is the divine vision. And the more you're aligned with the divine vision in your awareness, in your thoughts, in your words and in your actions, in your intentions, in your prayer, the more flow will come through from divine consciousness into your body, your prosperity, your relationships, your life, everything about your world, in order to help you to facilitate that partnership. I will say here that it's not always smooth, which is why I continuously reinforce that prayer that it should be smooth. But let me tell you a secret here. The new light that's coming into the world, that's pouring into the world, can only occur as light to the degree that your vessels are open to receive it. Sometimes a little bit of challenge seems to be necessary, or at least let's say in the past it has seemed to be necessary. My prayer is that in the future it won't be. We'll challenge ourselves. But from wherever you're challenged, even if it's challenging yourself, you need that challenge to bring out greatness, which means to expand your capacity to realize your potential, to receive light from above and to shine light from within. And the easiest example that I'm ever able to think of is the example of a great athlete. To bring out that potential, you know, a great athlete does have a great potential, but we're all great athletes in our own ways. So to bring out that potential to be an Olympic athlete or a star in whatever field of life, that athlete has to challenge him or herself in really big ways. So the athlete doesn't go to the, you know, doesn't just do like, 5 minutes of walking every few days. That athlete goes to the gym. That athlete gets a coach. That athlete works out harder and harder and harder. Challenging and challenging and challenging himself to expand, expand, expand. When the athlete is expanding through that self-challenge, what's happening? It's simply making vessels within him or her to allow the inner potential and light to manifest in reality and then to burst forth into the world. This is just an example. It's just an analogy. But in your own life, wherever you do have a challenge, just know, and I'm putting this into the field of prayer, may we all be supported and assisted with clarity and with love and with gentleness and with nurturing, to know and to be uplifted, to be assisted, to be divinely supported in that knowing and in that manifestation, to know that this is only to expand the vessels to receive more light from not only from without, but from within. The more expanded your vessels are, the more blessing you can hold, the more blessing you can receive. And again, that's what these sessions are all about.